what is the gospel? According to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4, the gospel, beloved, is embodied in these words: "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." Can somebody say amen? The glorious gospel of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2 says, "For I determined not to know anything among you." This is what Paul said. The educated Paul went to one of the premier schools of his day. The educated Paul, noticing how people were getting caught up and lost in philosophy and other things other than Jesus Christ, Paul said, "I'm going to keep it simple for you. For I determined, I made up my mind, I'm not playing. I've made up my mind not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified." Dr. Walter A. Elwell, editor of the Tyndale Bible Dictionary, writes regarding the gospel. He continues to write, rather, in the New Testament. In only two places does the New Testament speak of the proclamation of the gospel prior to the Christian era. It is quite remarkable, given, number one, the unmistakable presence of the gospel in the Old Testament. Number two, the extent of gospel terminology in the New Testament. And number three, the fact that the New Testament presents Christ as the fulfillment of the Old Testament and draws heavily on the Old Testament to interpret his person and work. Not only is it remarkable, it is very significant. It indicates that the New Testament usage depends not only upon the character of the message, truth about salvation, but also upon historical events. Amen, somebody. Matthew chapter 5, verses 31 and 32, I'll save to read at another time. You may be seated. At this time, I want to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ with Harvey Weinstein and everyone else. I touched on this the other day, and I want to touch on it again. Yes, Harvey Weinstein has done some wicked, evil, and ungodly things. But before you forget, so have you. We all have. Yes, what he has done is unspeakable, treacherous, wicked, and evil. But lest you forget, you have done some things too, and some bad things. And before the church gets on its high horse A whole lot of sexual harassment has taken place in the church and still to this day. It begins when a beautiful lady is walking into the church service. And they'll hear, even from the pastor, my, look at you. You are a picture, ain't you? Lady going to see God. And the pastor, Yes, we'll even say, praise the Lord. Give me a hug. Go ahead and give me a kiss. Oh, a little peck on the cheek. You are a picture. You are a sight for sore eyes. He's married and got 5 children. A devil, a Harvey Weinstein in the church. And don't you get mad with me. It's going on. It's been going on for years. I have told you, I know pastors who have a wife at home and a wife at the church. Oftentimes, it is his secretary. And she fits him like a glove. She knows everything about him, probably more than his wife does. It happens all the time, Harvey. Even in your Jewish synagogues, such things have taken place. What I'm amazed at is how that wicked, evil, ungodly sinners who used to run with Harvey, they knew what Harvey was doing. Even the women knew. And the women knew what they were trying to get. Lying, devilish hypocrites, phonies, and fakes. I won't give you 2 cents for these women who do all kinds of ungodly things to get a major contract, to get a job, to keep a job, you lying, rebellious witch of a woman. You do oral sex. You do anal sex. You sleep overnight with a man. To get a job or to keep a job. Little pecks on the cheek. You give him a kiss. You're not married to this man. You don't know this man. He wants something and you want something. Then all of a sudden, after a while, by and by, even after 30 years, 25 years, 20 years, here you come. When you really ought to keep your mouth shut. At this point, because it makes you look bad. Because basically you have gone along with it for 20, 25 years, you liar. You've gone along with it knowing that he was going to do the same thing to other little starlets with eyes big with dreams and silly-minded enough to do anything to get it. Left with guilt and shame. You're a sinner too. So preacher, you ought not to say that. It's not politically correct. You are a sinner too. I believe that God holds men responsible for their sins and God holds women responsible for theirs. You're not a little innocent kitten. Yes, he was more powerful than you, but you knew that before you laid down on the couch. Everybody want to gang up. You know what I believe Jesus is saying? All you hypocrites, all you whores and whoremongers out there, male and female, waxing eloquent against Harvey Weinstein. Cast the first stone. Just cast the first stone. This time it's a man. Cast the first stone. I double dog dare you. You got what you wanted. You got your Oscar, your dirty Oscar. You got your big paychecks. All on his genius back. Yes, he's a pig. Yes, he's no good. Yes, he's rotten to the core. But don't act like you didn't know anything, man. Woman, especially you men. Big stars. Riding on the back of the genius hog. to your stardom and to your delight and to your million-dollar paychecks. And now all of a sudden, you're an innocent little angel. But we all know if Harvey would begin to talk, many of you are right there with him. And some of you women claiming he harmed you in some way, and he did. He took advantage of his power and his situation. Yes, he did, but you let him. And you didn't say anything about it. Back then, only a few said something back then. And we thank God for those. You have some character about yourself. And hopefully you didn't submit to anybody else. You didn't get involved with other folks who were doing the same thing. Because the casting couch has been around a long, long time. For starlets and stars. And so, Harvey, the world may not love you anymore, but Harvey, I want you to see that with your marvelous gift that God has given to you, how the world would do you, Harvey. How your friends will forsake you, Harvey Weinstein. Harvey, you were so good at what you did. When people heard that it was a Weinstein movie, they didn't care who the actors were or the actresses. They went because they knew it was going to be a first-class thing, Harvey. Behind the scenes, don't be surprised, Harvey, that these same ones who are condemning you to hell and calling you everything but a child of God, they're going to be trying to sneak and get your ideas on how to make a movie. Even from prison, Harvey, if you go. But I'm here to tell you, Harvey, there's somebody who still loves you. His name is Jesus. Yes, you're kind of connected to him, being a Jew. Kind of like you're according to the flesh, your ancient brother. But this Jesus wants to be your savior, Harvey Weinstein. He loves you. God loves you. Yes, your heavenly father, your Jewish brother loves you, Jesus. In fact, you have your genius. You need to understand, Harvey, because God has blessed your race and God has blessed your people. You just got it like that. You're not special, but God has just done something. He did something. He doused you all with something that the Gentiles don't have. That's just the bottom line, Harvey. But don't get the big head. What you need to do is humble yourself today. And you need to apologize to those starlets. You need to own this issue. You need to get out in front of it, stop denying it, stop hiding, and just admit it. Confess it as sin. You've heard of sin before because I'm sure you've been to the synagogue. But here's how you get saved, Harvey Weinstein, wherever you are right now. They tell us you're in Arizona, getting ready to go into rehab. And you and I both know, Harvey, that that's not going to help you at all. It's just a formality that you're doing to show people that you're getting help for a problem that no one knew you had and that you don't even believe you have. You believe that getting with women is any way you can, anyhow, is just as natural to you as anything else. But here's what I want you to do, Harvey, while you are at the rehab resort. First of all, Harvey, accept the fact that you are a sinner. I don't think you're going to have a hard time doing that today. And that you have broken your God's law. You have another brother named Moses. God gave him the divine law, the Ten Commandments. Javi, you got a great history. You come from a great family. And we want you to do like your other brother, David. Because David was a good person, but he did some bad things too with women. And most of us men have, Javi, so don't let them make you feel that bad. You know how we talk and have talked in the past. But you have sinned. You need to acknowledge that. You need to admit that. You need to do like your brother David and tell God and admit to God that you have sinned against him and only him ultimately. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Harvey, the Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We have messed up, Harvey Weinstein. You know it. I know it. We all have. We have come short of God's ideal. And then secondly, Harvey, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. I would imagine, Harvey, since you probably have never trusted Jesus Christ, your ancient brother who is living today, the Son of God, as your Savior. The Bible says, Harvey Weinstein, in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death all day, every day, 7 days a week, Harvey. We die physically. And Harvey, you don't have long to live either. We die physically because of sin. You know why we die, Harvey? We die, Harvey, because we take advantage of beautiful women in our employ. We love that power that we have over them. And we say things we ought not to say. It happens all the time, Harvey, not only in your field, but across the country, around the globe, even in synagogues, in Catholic parishes, and in churches, evangelical churches. We say little sly things. So what we're saying, Javi, is that you are not the only one who's done this. And you know that. But we have sinned. We die because of sin physically. We die because of our sins of committing fornication. We die because of our sin of adultery, having sex with people we're not married to. And some are hinting, Javi, that you were bisexual. We die because of the sin of homosexuality, Javi. And we die because of the sin of supporting such. And then the soul goes to a place called hell. That leads me to my third point, Harvey Weinstein. The little rehab place you're going to is nothing like the place that your older brother, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, spoke about more than he did about heaven. The Son of God, Jesus Christ, your older brother, who's on the right hand of God right now, his name is Jesus, Harvey. I know you were not trained to believe that, but it's true. He spoke more about hell than he did about heaven. He spoke more on hell than any of the prophets, your Old Testament prophets, Harvey. You know why? Because he came to die to save your soul from eternal hell. And I think at this point in your life, I think you'll realize that you deserve hell for the evil you've done. I deserve hell too for the evil I've done, Harvey. We're all in the same boat, man. The Pope does too. Billy Graham does too. We all do. Only God knows what others have done. Yours just came to the light because you wouldn't quit. God gave you 30 years to repent, man, and to get it right, but you kept on doing it. Christ said in Matthew 10:28, that is your older brother, Jesus, the Son of God. Believe it. Jesus Christ said, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. You say, hell, I heard a little bit about that from the Jewish rabbi, but you know, we didn't learn too much about that. But let me tell you a little bit more about it. Found in the book of Revelation in the New Testament, however, the Bible says in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful, people too afraid to get saved because what others might think. You got some friends who would forsake you, Harvey Weinstein, if you trusted Christ as Savior and told the world, even more so. But you'll have a whole bunch who will embrace you. And unbelieving, people who don't believe in God, who are agnostic or atheist. Harvey, you might be one of them, I don't know. It's hard to live the way you have lived and believe in God at all. And the abominable, mean, and hateful, cruel, sexual harassers. Wicked, evil, homosexuals. And murderers. And whoremongers. That's what you are, Harvey Weinstein. You're a whoremonger. You're nasty. Whoremonger. But you're not the only one. Many of us have done similar things. Many of your friends who have condemned you, you know, have done similar things because they went to the orgies with you. You've seen them have sex, but oh no, it's just you all of a sudden. Like they've never had sex in their life. Outside of marriage. And sorcerers, people who practice witchcraft, idolaters, people who put anything like money before God, Harvey. And all liars, don't lie, Harvey. Tell the truth. All liars. Many believe you issued a lie last night when you had your company or somebody, your PR person, to issue this statement that you never raped anybody. All of the sex you ever had was consensual. Be careful, Harvey. Scotland Yard is coming after you. New York PD, they're coming after you. And others. But here's what's going to happen to everybody who lives that kind of lifestyle, Harvey, and does not trust Christ as Savior. All liars, all whoremongers, all idolaters shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death, Harvey Weinstein. Now that is bad news. That's not comfortable news. That's not good news. But I do have some good news for you, Harvey. And for the rest of us, Jesus Christ said, yeah, your older brother, the Son of God, who is sitting at the right hand of God, whom, by the way, you have allowed your movie characters to curse in your movies. Well, he's the Son of God. He is the Savior of the world. And he wants to be your Savior today. There's no lawyer who can get you out of the mess you're in. But I know one who can and will if you put your trust in Jesus. He's the lawyer, as the old black saints used to say, who has never lost a case. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16 to you, Harvey Weinstein, he was talking to another one of your brothers, Nicodemus. For God so loved the world. That includes you, Harvey Weinstein. You can be saved today in a new person through Christ, your older brother, according to the flesh, but who happens to be the Son of God. That he gave his only begotten Son, his name is Jesus Christ. A Jew, like you. That whosoever, that word whosoever, Harvey, means anybody at any time. Believeth in him. Believes in who, Harvey? In Jesus. Jesus Christ. Should not perish. My God, may he help your soul today. Harvey Weinstein and all of the other Harvey Weinsteins out there taking advantage of young ladies, not considering they have a father, they have a mother. In words of even one of your friends, your acting friends, Goodwill Hunting friends, he said, Harvey has done what I have four daughters, and Harvey Weinstein has done what keeps me up at night, worried about my four daughters. But you didn't care about that. You didn't care about anybody but yourself, Harvey. And so, if you don't trust Christ as Savior, you will perish in hell for the evil that you've done. But if you believe in Christ, even you, Harvey, even me, Harvey, all of us, if you trust Christ as Savior, you will have everlasting life. Now let me repeat that, Harvey, for emphasis sake. Jesus said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died for your sins, Harvey. This may be your last chance. And sometimes people get saved when they're at their lowest point in life. And this has got to be your lowest. This may be your last chance. Believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, shed his blood on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him, Harvey, right now, right there in Arizona. We thought you were going to go to Europe, but we're glad you stayed in America. While you're at the rehab place, wherever you are right now, eating lunch, bow your head and pray and ask Jesus, your older brother, according to the flesh, who happens to be the Son of God. Believe in your heart that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose again. And pray and ask him to save your soul. According to Romans 10:9-13, that if Harvey Weinstein shall confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus, that's your older brother, according to the flesh, who's sitting on the right hand of your God. And shall believe in thine heart, your heart, Harvey, that God hath raised him from the dead, thou, you shalt be saved. Right where you are. The verse says in verse 13, for whosoever, that means anybody at any time, Harvey, shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose again. Pray and ask him to save you. And Harvey, allow me the privilege to lead you in prayer, in a prayer commonly called the Sinner's Prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ I acknowledge that I am a sinner. I realize now that I am a sinner because I have broken the Ten Commandments, God, that I learned so much about as a child. I may not have broken all of them, but I broke most of them. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul and forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. My older brother according to the flesh, but now I believe is the very Son of God. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past, all of the evil things that I have done. Having sex with multiple women outside of marriage and hurting many people's lives, breaking the hearts of parents with my evil ways. Lord Jesus Christ, please come into my heart. Please forgive me for having my actors and actresses to curse your name. I now believe in you. I kneel down before you. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul. And be the King of my life, and help me to follow you for the remainder of my days on this earth. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, Harvey and everybody else, if you believed in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say to you, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in the faith, the newfound faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do, after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Harvey Weinstein, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, please email me at dw3@GospelLightSociety.com. or one of our other emails on our sites and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Harvey Weinstein and everyone else, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you, and we'll see you next time. Let's all stand.